few weeks ago, we were talking about congestion. Belfast comes second in the UK for the most time spent in traffic. It's an incredible statistic that. It brought us up the topic of air pollution, some of which is, of course, linked to vehicle emissions. Where are the problem areas and what is it doing to your health? Well, I've been speaking to the Green Party councillor, Rachel Woods, and Dr. Mark Miller from the British Heart Foundation, one of the UK's leading research experts into air pollution.
While the levels of air pollution, they're not staggering, there's certainly problems. Certainly there's higher levels of nitrogen dioxide gas in the city, and there's also breaches in sort of peak levels of small particles in certain city areas. So with the congestion, it's going to cause a problem. That said, though, that all depends on where the air pollution is monitored in the city, and there's just a handful of monitors around the city. And I think what people have to remember is that with all this congestion, there will be areas of air pollution on the busy roads that aren't picked up by these monitors. And these levels are likely to be high, and these potentially could be harmful to health.
So what is, when you say potentially harmful to health, what do these levels of air pollution do to us, Mark?
It's difficult to know exactly what they do because science is very complicated. But certainly now we know that air pollution has really staggering effects on human health. I mean, everyone knows now it's bad for your lungs, actually. But in the last decade or so, people have really become aware that it has effects all over the body. So it causes staggering levels of early death. And actually, the chronic exposure to air pollution makes people iller than they should be while they are still alive. And actually, while we know it...
What do you mean? Can you give us an example of some of the stuff it does to our body?
Yeah, certainly. So it has effects on the lungs. So it irritates the lungs and it worsens asthma. It potentially causes lung disease. But I think what really is worrying is over the last decade, scientists have shown that actually it affects all through the body. So it affects our heart, our blood cells. It has effects on the brain, kidneys and liver.
What does it do to our kidneys and our liver?
The kidneys is still being researched at the moment, but there is evidence out there that says if you're exposed to air pollution for long periods of time, it might make you more likely to have kidney disease. What we're particularly interested in is the cardiovascular system. So that's the heart, blood and blood vessels. And we've been studying this for the last 10 to 15 years with the support of the British Heart Foundation. And we've shown that just there's pollutants in vehicle exhaust, particularly diesel exhaust, and they have really striking effects on the cardiovascular system. So it makes our blood more likely to clot. It makes affects the way our blood vessels control the flow of blood around the body, increases our blood pressure, changes the rhythm of the heart and makes our heart more prone to damage. And all these things would be unwanted. You'd be more likely to suffer a heart attack or have a stroke from this exposure.
Did you say, Mark, it changes the rhythm of our heart?
That's right, yeah. So our heart sort of beats regularly, and air pollution, once it gets high enough, can actually change the sort of rhythm of the heart and how it beats. And overall, if you look across the whole and that might make you more likely to have heart disease or have complications from heart disease. And also, once, for example, people who have heart disease, so their arteries in the heart start to become blocked, and when they become blocked, completely blocked, this might trigger a heart attack. And the damage from this heart attack is much worse if you've been exposed to air pollution over your lifetime than if, for example, you've lived in clean air over your lifetime.
And with the levels, I know you say that you're not across the levels in Belfast, but Rachel, presumably you are. And when you hear Dr. Mark Miller's description of what pollution can do, does it worry you?
Certainly does worry me. No, I would have a little bit more of the access to information in terms of Northern Ireland. There's 19 air quality monitoring sites across Northern Ireland, and there's a number in Belfast, sort of city centre, as well as different areas. But in 2017, there were three breaches recorded of nitrogen dioxide, and three of them, one of them is in Belfast city centre in the Stockmans Lane area, one at Downpatrick and one at Limavady Dungiven. So the pollutant is associated with the vehicle emissions at all of these sites because they're beside major and busy roads. So I'm not surprised that this has happened. And as it said, the nitrogen dioxide can irritate the lungs and lower resistance to respiratory infections. But this is not the first time that Stockman's Lane has breached the objectives and that others are actually getting close to the objective level, and it has done for the last 4 years. You know, it's a busy arterial route and a lot of people travel in this area. Londonderry Brandywell also breached the objective level for BAP, and as well as Dunmurry and Ballymena breached the AQS annual level. And reductions in BAP emissions in Northern Ireland was supposed to be achieved in 2010, so we're really behind.
Would you hear that, Mark?
I think what people have to remember as well is even with these short-term breaches, actually these are sort of set levels that are set by the EU and the World Health Organization. But actually even levels lower of air pollution lower than that can still be harmful effects for health. So even while we have modest levels of air pollution compared to cities such as China and India, actually it still sort of suggests that even these moderate levels of air pollution are causing problems. And it's the vehicle exhaust that's particularly worrying. So with lots of congestion comes lots of vehicle exhaust, and vehicle exhaust is one of the major sources of nitrogen dioxide gas. In addition to that, it's also a big source of very, very tiny particles, and it's these very tiny particles that we're particularly worried about. So I think policies are needed to try and regulate emissions from vehicles.
Is there any data around if you live in a... If you live and work in the city compared to if you live and work in cleaner air around presumably a less congested area like a country area, what your life outcomes could be, Mark?
There is data out there. It becomes quite complicated because you have to do very large studies to try and control for all the different things. So you have to control for the noise, for example. You have to change to look into people's diet and things. But if you do big studies and you look at complicated statistics, you can sort of single out what effects are due to air pollution. And while there's not too many studies in places like Northern Ireland or in Scotland, in studies in the UK and in bigger cities in America and other areas in the world, certainly if you live in areas with cleaner air, you are less likely to, for example, have a heart attack. You are less likely to develop other diseases and, of course, less likely to die earlier than people who, for example, live in polluted areas.
Rachel?
Yeah, no, certainly we know that through our data that we have from 2010, which is obviously a little bit out of date, and we'd sort of really need up-to-date data on this, but that air pollution contributed to 553 adult deaths in Northern Ireland, and then across Ireland, certain pollutants contributed to a minimum of 1,700 deaths. So there has been recent studies done across the world, and they find that there's a link between air pollution and the risk of dementia, negative mental health, especially in teenagers, as well as risk for pregnant people. So it's certainly something that we need to be worried about. We do need to be, we need to be thinking about this more. You know, if we had dirty water, we'd see it and act on it, but it's not the same with the air that we're breathing, especially if we're not aware of it. So it's really, really important that we need to, you know, get the data and up-to-date information on what it is that we're actually breathing in and the effects, especially on our children and vulnerable people.
Really interesting stuff. Rachel, thank you for coming on this morning. Dr. Mark Miller, thank you very much indeed.